these debris here come from what I call a pressure heave, and unfortunately I don't have a good picture of a pressure heave. And so this is a low-grade picture. It was in the middle of December, and I've been watching this pressure heave. This is the Hammond River drainage, and down right above the Hammond River Canyon, which is about 15 miles above Wiseman. And this pressure heave had been building up, and it was about 20 feet high, and it encompassed about four of these rooms. And it built up such a tremendous pressure that it exploded, and it blew these chunks of ice, this one here, I walked up next to it, some of these chunks of ice here, around this crater, those chunks of ice were higher than my head. There was this huge outwash of water that was produced and flown across that. This is the drainage is running this way. All that debris and water flowing down below there, and it washed the snow off of that bank on the other side of the river, about 1 meter off the ice. That current flown downstream, and unfortunately for me, I was going the wrong direction that day. And since then, I've learned. Ordinarily, I like to go up through these canyons and upstream, because you're going to come to these flows of water. And what I encountered down below there was a huge amount of water flowing on top of the ice, and it got down into the snow because it was a huge discharge, and it got into the snow down below. And as I followed it down, I was going on top of this overflow ice, and it kept thinning out below until I came to the front. Well, you come to the front edge, and then you're skating on real thin ice. I'm on a fairly steep descent, and there's no turning back. So then I was in big trouble trying to figure my way through this very narrow canyon and trying to find a high points, and I barely got back down through there. If I would have had to go back up, I would have had a hard time climbing back out. So now I run this trail in a different direction. I always like to travel up through canyons, especially after warm weather. Warm weather, there can be, there's hydrologic flow sources in the Brooks Range. And real warm weather with snow, there will be a lot of water will be flowing. It doesn't freeze it back, it just keeps flowing, and it'll get down into snow areas below. These rivers, there's virtually no flow of water in the main channel. A lot of these rivers up there, they're not flowing underneath the ice. Typically, they ordinarily freeze off in certain sections. These canyon areas freeze them off solid to the bottom, causing the waters to flow up on top. There's always flow sources. There's these hydrologic flow sources that I have some understanding of, but I'm not exactly sure about where most of those flow sources come from. There's basically geologic rock structures that allow percolation, and they pop up through, more than likely, through faults and across those sections.